Did you want to read all three of these?
Yes, please. Read all three together.
Mm-hmm. 1095, continue the Lloyd Business District property management license fee for an additional 10 years. 1096, amend the district property management license code to update the fee and cap formulas for the Lloyd Business District. Add a yearly fee payment escalator and district board's opportunity to recommend against it and make other housekeeping changes. And 1097, authorize agreement with Lloyd BID, Inc. for program management in the Lloyd Business District.
Great. Well, we have a panel of our own Bureau of Revenue and leadership of the Lloyd District, so welcome. Who's on first? You on first, Terry?
I am.
Okay.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. I'm Terry Williams, Tax Division Manager and Deputy Director for the Revenue Bureau. Before you, as you heard, you have three items today. Portland City Code 606280 requires City Council to conduct a public hearing in 2013 and then every 10 years after to determine whether the Lloyd Business District property management license fee and that district should be terminated. The resolution before you today is the trigger for that hearing. Representatives from the district are here to provide you with a report on the accomplishments of the district over the last 10 years. And attached to that resolution is a report of the outreach done in anticipation of this renewal process. The Revenue Bureau believes that there is overwhelming support to continue the district, and passage of the resolution will do just that. If Council renews the district, the next item before you is an ordinance to make amendments to Portland City Code 6.06 specific to the Lloyd District. These amendments include changes to the fee calculation formula, such as increasing the assessment per square footage and the assessment year to determine the value of improvements, adding an annual escalator to help offset inflation, increase a fee cap for an individual property manager and a new fee cap for a non-exempt residentially zoned property, and to add a methodology to calculate the fee when you've got more than one property manager in a single property. Finally, a new code section is being added to allow the district to request that the annual escalator be lower than the code mandated 2.3%. And this is similar to a code section that Council approved for the Clean and Safe District 2 years ago. The final ordinance authorizes a new agreement with the Lloyd BID, Inc. and their designated subcontractor, the Lloyd TMA. The Bureau and Lloyd believes it is appropriate to have the contract and its renewal on the same timeline as the district itself. Currently, we actually did the contracts 2 years ago, and so it kind of gets it out of sync. So we'd like to get them back on sync to the same timeline. We also have two current existing contracts, which are easily served to put together and combined into one. So we're only dealing with one contract. So that's what this third ordinance does, is to do that. It was the Bureau's intention to file both those ordinances with an emergency clause, but due to the absence of two of your commissioners, that we had to remove the emergency clause off of the ordinances. We don't actually need one on the contract ordinance, but the Bureau respectfully requests that the ordinance that amends PCC 6.06, that we amend that to add an emergency clause so that at the second reading next week, it would be immediately effective. Having it immediately effective allows the Bureau to properly calculate the January bills for the upcoming license year. Since the contract goes into effect in January 2014, we don't need it. But we do need it because we need to get all of the changes into the code so that we can calculate the bills, because they have to be mailed on January 5th, so that because they're due on February 15th. So we would appreciate being able to amend it for that emergency clause for next week. So I'd like to turn over, unless Council has questions about those, I'd like to turn over the presentation to Rick Williams, who's the Executive Director of Lloyd TMA, and he's going to walk you through the accomplishments of the district and maybe a little bit of what's the future holds for them.
Thank you, Terry. Excuse me, Mayor Hales and Commissioners, thanks for taking the time. It's great to be back and talk a little bit about the last 13 years of the Lloyd Enhanced Services District, formerly known as the Lloyd Business Improvement District. Hank Ashforth from the Ashforth Company is here with us. He's the chairman of Lloyd BID Incorporated. He'll have a few words after I give my PowerPoint. And then Owen Ron Kelly to my right, who is our program director, who's here if you have any technical questions about the changes that we're proposing. Owen's here to do that. I also just passed out a letter to you from a group of payors, some of who are here today, some who couldn't be here today. And as a result, because they couldn't be here today, they wanted to express their support for the district by letter. Again, as I said, we've been in the Lloyd Enhanced Services District has been in place since 1999, officially in effect in the year 2000. The Board of Directors is on the slide in front of you and includes Hank, as I said, as our chairman, but also a group of both public and private sector interests. One of the unique things about our district is we have about 25% of the budget actually comes from voluntary commitments from our public sector partners at Bonneville Power Administration, the Oregon Convention Center, Portland Development Commission, and TriMet. So it's a really unique a combination of partners. What is an enhanced service district? An enhanced service district is an assessment of a property management license fees on all properties within a defined district, in our case, the Lloyd District. The assessment is made to the property manager and is calculated using building value, square footage of building area, and square footage of land. And as Terry mentioned, some of those calculations for the new district we're asking be changed. And they're not significant, but it allows, we believe, more stability over time in the district, particularly the escalator, which we've never had in the last 10 years. There's about 120 taxable properties in the district, and that breaks out into about 80 payors, because some payors have multiple taxable properties in the district. Currently, the district raises about $250,000 annually, and that has been consistent. That number has been stable, static, since the year 2000. So the district has operated on $250,000 for the last 10 years. And as I said, we have our public sector partners pay at an equal rate. So they've agreed to the same rates that the private sector has, and they've done that voluntarily and represent about 25% of the budget. The boundary is the Lloyd District. As you can see, on the south, we have I-84. We have the river on the west. And then Broadway to about 9th on the east, and then it drops down along wide along Halsey to 15th Avenue. And as I said, there's about 120 taxable properties within that district. The changes that some of what we're going to, as we move forward, the things that we want to do is continue to provide programs and services that enhance the economic vitality of the district. We do that through public safety, transportation, economic development, and actually maintenance and landscaping of some public right-of-way in the Lloyd District on Holiday Street. We oversee the management and implementation of the services through the Lloyd business, Lloyd BID Inc., which is the organization that oversees the funds and the distribution of programs. This is how we break out. As you can see, Lloyd BID Inc. Is the oversight group, representative stakeholders in the district, and then they disperse the ESD funds to the TMA. To our partnership with Multnomah County and the Portland Police Bureau for our district attorney public safety program, and a new program that we'll be operating and moving forward with going forward is the Lloyd Eco District. And as you can see, the TMA manages the third-party contract with a landscaping firm to provide streets landscape maintenance and streetscape services on Holiday Street, basically from the Rose Quarter to the light rail platform at 13th Avenue. Quick history of the district. As I said, we began, the actual effort began in 1990, and it was a consortium of businesses and property owners who began in 1990, and every year voluntarily would provide funds to the district in lieu of public funds. So we began a private effort to provide transportation services, to provide maintenance services, cleaning services, and outreach services. We incorporated all of that into the first BID in 1999 and 2000, and the services we provided at that time were primarily the neighborhood district attorney program and the public safety program, which we think is a model for the country. District security issues and transportation services, which at that time included both the Lloyd District TMA and co-funding for Fairless Square. In 2000, we established the Lloyd BID. That provided stable funding for the district. It allows us to meet regularly with the partners in the district. It provides funds to provide staff to do outreach services to the district, and a more formal process to continually partner with the city, partner with transit agencies and other stakeholders in the district to sort of map out the long-term economic development strategy for the district. Some of the things that we've done between 2000 and 2013 is the owner investments, I said, are about $250,000 to $260,000 a year. And the four programs that were provided there, the district prosecutor, Holiday Street Maintenance, Lloyd TMA, and then a small amount of money that we do for special projects. The interesting thing about our ESD or our BID is the amount of money we leverage with that small $250,000 a year that we have been collecting over the last 10 years. Generally, that averages somewhere between $600,000 and $1 million a year in money that we can use to match other partners in the district. The Portland Development Commission has provided money to us as a match to what we do. The city, in a partnership we have with PBOT, provides a match of money to us through the meter revenue sharing program. We, through other sources, the Lloyd TMA, have provided money back to the city. We've used business energy tax credits, for instance, with the BID to buy and improve services in the public right-of-way. For instance, the TMA provided transit shelter upgrades along Holiday in the district, transit trackers. We widened the sidewalks and added lighting on the east end of the district at the I-5 Multnomah undercrossing. Our partnership with the county, the BID and the ESD has been used to allow us to get $100,000 of extra DA services every year from the county. And the city and police, of course, match us $80,000 to provide a contact office in the district for security services. I think even more importantly at the programmatic level is the amount of money we're saving our tenants in the district. Through the TMA, we provide a district transit pass called the U-Pass. It's a Lloyd District U-Pass. It's different from all the other U-Passes in the TriMet fare system. But we can provide a discounted transit pass to employees of tenants in our district. At point of purchase, that's a $4.6 million savings every year for those businesses that buy their transit passes through the TMA versus what they would have to pay individually if they were not in the U-Pass program. And as we move forward, we're working with the PDC on, there's $3.2 million in the urban renewal budgets that's been identified for the Eco District, and we can match that now with the Lloyd Eco District Board of Directors and other funds to carry the district forward. Leverage is a big part of what we do, and we think the amount of money that comes through the ESD into our organization and how we can use that money to leverage it for district projects, both in the public right-of-way or on public property and within the private right-of-way on private businesses is stunning, and it's about a $2.36 match for every dollar that we generate through the ESD is matched in other funds. And as we're very proud of the fact that right now we have 100% compliance. There are no delinquencies in the properties and the payers who pay into the program. I don't think there's another ESD BID in the country that has a zero delinquency rate, so we're very proud of that. And we have an 83% participation rate from all of our public sector partners and properties in the district that include Bonneville, Oregon Convention Center, TriMet, City PDC, and Metro.
So who's the other 17?
State of Oregon.
State of Oregon.
State of Oregon. But we're very proud of our public sector partners.
Work on those guys.
Thank you, Mayor. We're trying. Program highlights, I'll go through them quickly. You're aware of some of them. We have we're very proud of the neighborhood DA program, and Jim Hayden, our new DA, replacing Wayne Pearson, is here today. It's a partnership that has resulted in reduced crime in the district. We've addressed directly issues that we've seen over the years in Holiday Park. We have a quick response to issues of safety in the district. Jim will be overseeing our Lloyd District Public Safety Committee that includes all sorts of representatives from within the district, citizens, residents, businesses, and the public sector. And as you can see in 2009, as an example, there were 166 gang arrests in the district. And since 2009, when Wayne and Jim and the Portland police began to focus on it through the partnership, we only had 14 arrests in 2012, a 92% reduction. It just shows what this type of partnership can do, and that, again, that public leverage and private leverage of funds to make this happen. District economic development, 6,000 new jobs have been created in the district over the last 10 years. That was through the recession, that was through the bubble, and that was through hard times. We can't take credit for all of that, but we also have about a 4% vacancy rate in our properties. We believe that the EID investment has contributed to that, and I think that common forum of people working together is translated in the district. And we're bringing forward new projects, as you know now, in partnership with you and others, with the Oregon Convention Center Hotel. We have private sector investment just now beginning to hit the district in a big way with the AAT development now is going to be Hasselo at 8th. We've had new ownership with the mall who are becoming very, very active in the district and want to make investments in the district and in Holiday Park. So we're very proud of that and the accomplishments that have been made over the last 10 years. The value of the district has increased nearly 50% over the last 10 years. So property values have gone up, jobs have gone up, and I don't know if a lot of business districts could make that claim. The TMA has been in existence since 1994 and is now funded with ESD money. We've had a significant decrease in drive-alone commute behavior in the district since we initiated the program and used these funds to do that. Our transit rate is up to 39%. Our employee bicycle commute rate is up to 6%, and our walk 6.7% today. And people are starting to walk to work. We've had a 46% increase in the number of people walking to work in the last several years. We provide an amazing amount of outreach through the TMA in terms of events and public education and employee personal one-on-one employee trip planning assistance, 25 district events a year. In the last couple months, we've done 300 trip plans of employees who have come to our office and asked for help getting out of their cars and getting to work in a different way. The TMA invests its money back into the district in infrastructure improvement, bus shelters, bike racks, district lighting upgrades, Holiday Park improvements that we've done with the Parks Bureau in partnership. And as I told you about the U-Pass, the TMA U-Pass saves businesses a lot of money and puts a lot of people into the transit system. The Lloyd Eco District is a new program. For the last 3 years, it's been funded voluntarily by a group of businesses in the district who have put $10,000 a year each on the table to raise $100,000 a year each year for the last 3 years. That program is becoming successful. It's hitting the road. We're moving forward with sustainability programs, one-on-one assistance to business on how they can become more energy and water efficient. And we're partnering with the PDC to identify a list of premier projects that we can initiate early that both can be put into the ground and that have a business return to those participating. And so that's underway. The BID board felt that after 3 years that we wanted to add the Eco District to the ESD rather than the voluntary program because it's got a board of directors. It's formed as its own 501c6 business association, and it's up and running. Holiday Street maintenance, this is something we were glad to do. Holiday Street long was a problem in terms of just keeping up the landscape and keeping it looking good. The BID ESD stepped in about 2004, took over that responsibility from the city, and for a mere $17,000 a year, is from the photos you can see the difference we've made. We weed, we re-landscape, we water, and we keep it clean and make sure that that environment from the Rose Quarter to the light rail platform looks the way it does today. Moving forward, as I said, the core programs will be maintained. The TMA, the Public Safety Program, Holiday Street, and our Advocacy and Economic Development Program. We want to add the Eco District to the ESD portfolio. As Terry mentioned, we want to bring the property value year of assessment forward from 1999 to 2010, add an annual escalator to cover the cost of inflation, create a new cap on property managers. The current cap is $20,000. We want to raise that to $35,000. There is also a new cap placed on residential property, on residentially zoned land, that would be capped at $8,500. What would happen is that would take our current budget from about $250,000 to $260,000 a year to a $408,000 in the first year of the BID beginning and the ESD beginning in 2014. We've received support from 76% of those who have to pay into the district. 66.2% are represented in that letter I just gave you. So we do believe we have overwhelming support. We've tried really hard to contact and outreach to those involved in the district. We had two public open houses in August, mailings to all payees from the list of payees addresses that was given to us by the Bureau of Revenue. We've done additional mailings because properties have changed, addresses have changed, ownerships have changed. We've tried really hard to get out to all of those as we learned how properties have changed since last year's billing. We've had one-on-one meetings and offered one-on-one meetings with affected property owners. We've had meetings with revenue staff. We've had meeting with you, and thank you, and your staffs. We met with the mayor's office last week. We think we've done as good as we can in public outreach. We've had very little in opposition come back, particularly as a percentage of the total value of the district. With that, I'd like to turn it over to Hank.
Thanks a lot, Rick. I just have some quick comments here. Again, I'm Hank Ashforth, the chair of the BID, and actually been the chair since its inception 13 years ago. And I really thank you for your time, but I really want to thank everybody, all our members, more both public and private, that have really been a part of this effort, because it has been successful. The BID really is the glue that binds our neighborhood together on many fronts. So our board remains committed to driving positive change in our neighborhood to increase the economic vitality by increasing value at every opportunity. We'll use our existing programs that focus on safety and transportation, and we're adding, obviously, the eco-district effort to further enhance value by using a triple bottom line formula and solid baseline data. This neighborhood scale effort is already poised to bring forward some new tools to help the Lloyd District's ownership increase their value in the areas, as Rick had mentioned, of power consumption, waste management, and water use. We've certainly come a long way, but our focus programs, as Rick pointed out, have really added a tremendous benefit. You saw the 92% reduction in gang arrests, an increase in property value of over 55%, and 6,000 new jobs to the Lloyd District. This came about because we are dedicated, we are focused, and we have we've shaken hands with the city on a terrific partnership. This past success, though, did not come without some setbacks, I've got to tell you, and specifically towards the DA program. It remains, certainly from my vantage point, one of the best community policing programs in the country. I can say that it was almost defunded at least twice. As it went through the city's budget process. Now, however, it's found a permanent home at 1201 Northeast Multnomah. I can only say that I hope more of these programs are started across the city, because they truly do work. I raise this example because at its inception, the DA program was new. It was untested. It was untried. But it worked. And each time it was on the city's chopping block, our BID said no, and we worked out a way to get it funded. It took, as I say, perseverance and dedication, but we prevailed. And with great thanks to the Police Bureau, for sure, obviously the county and our members, it survives today, and it is truly the model of community policing. So this brings me to the future of our neighborhood in the next 10 years. we are the future looks extremely bright. The momentum that Rick mentioned that's building behind the new development. Hopefully we'll have a convention center hotel one day. But regardless, there is new development. There's new redevelopment. There's all sorts of things, positive things happening that are currently on their way underway. So we could not be more excited. The Lloyd BID is right in the middle of all this positive change. And as we move forward, we will continue to push for creative solutions. We're going to bring you suggestions. We're going to help you move ahead to find ways to add value by reducing environmental impact and helping our fellow neighbors. So be advised, we will be back for sure. We will come with suggestions. We'll come with solutions to tough questions, all communicated by our passionate donors. So please make room for us when we come. I'm confident that we'll be back to you with successful solutions, just like the community policing program. So be ready for sure. Finally, this public-private partnership has worked, and I over the next 10 years, I can only see it improving. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, any questions for the team? Thank you very much. Good presentation. We'll see if we have others signed up.
I have two more people signed up. Charles Johnson and Pete Robidoux.
Come on up, please. Go ahead, Charles.
I've spoken a lot, and Mr. Robidoux's letter is Exhibit B in your documentation, so I'll let him go first.
My name's Pete Robidoux. Thank you for allowing me to speak. My wife and I own a building at 401 Northeast Widener. It's 9,000 square feet. Excuse me. It's 9,000 square feet, 3,300 square feet of its retail and 5,700 of its parking. And with this with this new scheme, for lack of a better term, our annual assessment will more than double. It'll be up just over 150%. And quite frankly, in the 14 years that we've been involved with this, we've gotten exactly nothing out of it. I talked to the DA once, and he said he would look into it. I never heard from him again. I talked to all of the restaurants around there, lock their restrooms. So in order to create parking for our building, I had to put it inside the building. And it's, I think I pretty well got this problem solved, but homeless, I guess, is the correct term nowadays. We're using our area as a restroom. And it's expensive to power wash it, and you have to clean up all the water and all that kind of stuff. And I went to the police department, talked to an officer trainer who informed me that he wasn't going to do anything about it because this was my fault. And it was the city of Portland's fault because these people had to go somewhere and no facilities were being provided for them. It's I'm here, I guess, as the only dissenter. I would like to see you vote no on this. Or the alternative is that I would look for would be to get us out of it. And that would involve just extending the Halsey Street boundary from 7th, where it currently is, to MLK, and take that out of the district, and that would get us out. We are having to take care of our own problems anyway. That northwest corner of this district is neglected. I was sitting here thinking, listening to Mr. Williams talking about all the things that's happening elsewhere, And we in that portion of the district have had nothing. And I don't really want any improvements. I would have just liked a little bit of help with the problem. There's our corner is, I guess it's owned, for lack of a better term, by a street gang, which as the Christmas season arrives and the panhandling gets better, there's one guy who panhandles that corner every day. And with the arrival, especially last year when I was down there doing a lot of work, and I was able to identify the corner supervisor, and what they do is they do MLK and Weidler and MLK and Broadway, and nobody else is allowed there. They store their signs in the building. They throw their garbage in the building. They use the building for other things. And it just is intolerable. Like I said, I think I've got it all resolved. But for the price I'm paying for this, it costs about $150 every time I have to pressure wash and pick up the water with the firm I hired to do that, because you've got to keep cleaning the garage for what it's being used for. So I would either like you to vote no on this whole thing or get us out.
Thank you. Thanks much. Charles?
Thanks again. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and I've only been in Portland for about 18 months, so I don't maybe know the more unfortunate part of experiences that people in the Lloyd Business District have had. I do know that in the Lloyd District, within the past 13 months, because it's a well-serviced TriMet frequency area, we had an extreme police presence with motorcycle cops blocking the street and high school students being sprayed with mace. I don't know if that came from general police budget or special district funds. Not very many of us remember I assume there's a Mr. Lloyd somewhere in the history. To me, it's really more of the Otis and Cisneros Memorial District. I believe that both Keaton Otis and a United States military veteran, Mr. Cisneros, died in the district. Fortunately, not in violence that involved people going about their daily lives, but it was the police department that had used lethal force against those two individuals in what was, one was probably a distressed veteran having a suicide by cop incident. And so we want to make sure that if the district continues, there's strong engagement with the public, especially the residents. We haven't talked about much about mixed-use live-work in this district. So we want to make sure that a portion of the district's revenue will go into community engagement that talks about if there's a special financing district, are those things going to be borne more and more by the revenue that's generated there and less by our limited general fund revenue? Thank you all.
Thanks. Thank you both. Okay. Anyone else signed up to testify?
That's all who signed up.
All right. So we're ready for council deliberation and vote on the resolution itself, 1095.
Yeah. Fritz?
Thank you for thank you for the presentation. I heard the concerns from one of the property owners. The point of this district is that it's about the whole district, and this the Lloyd District has been a place that my family has enjoyed visiting over the 13 years of this project, and has seen a tremendous improvement in the facilities, in the feeling of safety that we have, and in just the vibrance of the district. And I appreciate that there is seldom a situation where everyone is happy. This one does seem to be a reasonable extension, and I very much appreciate the work that's being done. And obviously there's still more that can be done in addressing particularly areas on the outskirts of the district that might need a little extra attention. I appreciate the community coming together with businesses and residents and others, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I think the Lloyd BID, I guess now the Lloyd Enhanced Services District, has really been a remarkable development in terms of providing increasing public safety, providing more pedestrian amenities, bicycle amenities, transit usage, keeping the sidewalks looking nice. So I think overall the benefit far outweighs the cost. In fact, I'm amazed at all you do for a budget of some $260,000 a year, although the leveraging is very important, I understand. So I think you're doing a great job. I think it's a very dynamic area. There's a lot of things going on in the Lloyd District that we're all excited about, and keeping your Enhanced Services District strong and robust is very important, I think, to everybody within the district and to people within the city, too. So I'm pleased to vote aye.
Hales.
Yeah, I was here 13 years ago when this district was created, and some things have certainly changed, and there's some things that are changing now. But I guess there's some things that haven't changed, and I want to note those and appreciate them. One is that this district from the beginning has been grounded in property owners coming together, organizing themselves for neighborhood improvement. It's their idea with city support, not the city's idea with their meek obedience. So I like the model. Secondly, it's been innovative from the beginning. A lot of focus in the early years on transportation. That's continues. It's still paying off. The district is transitioning from being an auto-oriented place to being truly part of the central city. And that progress needs to continue, but the pie chart shows how well you're doing. And then third, it's been innovative all along, looking for the next new opportunity or idea, and that continues as well. So I think the philosophy or the corporate culture of this little nonprofit has been pretty consistent and very healthy, and I appreciate that. I think it's easy to say, we're at a turning point, there are really big things changing here in fill in name of place. But actually, that really is happening right now in the Lloyd District. Combination of the American Asset Trust investment, they're tearing up a parking lot and building some urban paradise there. Pretty impressive investment. I met yesterday with John Fainter, who's the new Cypress Investments representative for that purchase of the Lloyd Center, and they have very ambitious plans. In fact, I think they're having a charrette today to look at ideas for how to remodel the physical plant of the Lloyd Center to better embrace Holiday Park and to support what you've done to make the park safe by also making it lively, which will make it safer. So I'm very excited about that. And then your neighborhood is going to play host to the first American International Sporting Championships since the Atlanta Olympics, when the 2016 World Indoor Track and Field Championship welcomes 212 nations to your neighborhood. So get ready, please, or help us get ready for that, because there are going to be a whole lot of visitors. So we might need an international signage program in addition to everything else that you're doing in order to help have people feel welcome and find their way around the district. But I really do think this is a good chapter, and boy, a lot of results for not much money. So keep up that good work. Very pleased to support this. Aye.